The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero-wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 9126025.
This is the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio. Time for our Community Garda information slot. Delighted to welcome into studio Garda Niall Maguire from Milford Garda Station. Niall, good morning.
Good morning, Donal, and all to your listeners.
And a busy one today, a number of incidents. In fact, some incidents we discussed on the programme today and yesterday, which we'll get to in a moment. But we're going to begin with an assault on Main Street in Ballybuffet at the weekend.
Yeah, this happened on the Main Street on Sunday, the 21st of April, around 1:30 a.m. in the morning. A man who was with a group of others was approached by another group of men at that location, the Main Street in Ballybuffet. Unfortunately, he was assaulted by one of the other men in question, and he sustained serious but non-life-threatening injuries as a result. So if anybody can help us identifying who was involved, maybe they could call Letterkenny Garda Station, who will put them in touch with the investigating guards, and that number 07491671100, or indeed if anyone travelled on the Main Street in Ballybuffet on the 21st of April in the wee hours between 1 and 2am and they had dash cam, they might make it available to the guards in Letterkenny or Ballybuffet, or indeed contact any Garda station for any appeals they have today, Donald.
Going back to last week and a break-in at a house in the Roskier area of Lifford.
Yeah, Roskier, Lifford, between 6pm on Monday the 15th of April and 11am on Thursday when it was discovered. A window was smashed at the rear of the house and entry was gained. The house was ransacked, unfortunately, but we don't know if anything was stolen at this moment. We appeal to anybody who may have observed any suspicious activity in the Roskier area between Monday and Thursday. Please contact the garage in Letterkenny again, 07491671100.
Moving to Inishowen and a break-in at a car in the Burnfoot area.
Yes, an unlocked vehicle, unfortunately, Donal, at Angrenian Park, Burnfoot, between 8pm on Tuesday the 16th of April and 9:15am the following morning, Wednesday the 17th. A car that had been unlocked was entered between these times, and a cream quilted Guess branded purse containing a sum of cash was stolen from it. So the garage in Mulcrana would like to hear from anybody that can help us solve that one, or if anyone knows the whereabouts or find this maybe possibly empty quilted Guess cream purse, please contact the Gardaí in Mulcrana, 074 932 0540.
And maybe a gentle reminder to people, just always as you're leaving your car, particularly at night, just give the handle a tug just to make sure it's locked, because it's something I suppose we've all at some point walked away from the car and forgotten to lock it.
For sure, Donald. I suppose a lot of these are opportunist criminals, and they're maybe they're not forcing windows and doors. They're just going around checking doors, and the one that's unlocked will be the one that's entered and something stolen from it.
Gardaí also looking at the theft of an electric scooter in Letterkenny at the weekend.
Yes, these scooters are quite popular now, Donald. But unfortunately, on Sunday the 21st of April, between 2:15 in the afternoon and 2:30, so a very specific time between 2:15 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. A Segway branded 9-bot scooter in question is black in colour, was stolen at the Port Road. So anyone that maybe saw someone making off with this black Segway scooter, please contact the Guardian Letterkenny. It is in around the Letterkenny Shopping Centre car park or the station roundabout between 2pm and 2:45pm. We would like to hear from anybody that can help us, and if anybody maybe has seen maybe possibly this scooter abandoned, maybe let the garage in Letterkenny know and we'll get it back to its owner.
You said earlier that some car crime is opportunistic and damage isn't done. Sadly for one Letterkenny resident, they found out yesterday morning the damage had been done.
For sure, Donald, and I suppose for different reasons. This is vandalism and criminal damage as opposed to theft. This happened at the Glen Tain Manor in Letterkenny, and it was discovered on Monday morning, the 22nd of April. The rear windscreen of the car had been smashed overnight. The damage is believed to have been caused between midnight and 6am. So if anybody is able to help us from the Glen Tain Manor area, from the small hours of Monday until Tuesday, please contact my colleagues in Letterkenny, 9167100.
Anyone that was listening yesterday to the programme will have heard the Raimachi Historical Society on with us about an incident, and you have an appeal with regards to the same incident.
Yeah, I heard your guest on yesterday, Donal, a very unfortunate incident, and another one then in Raphoe, similar, and I heard you had someone speaking about that this morning.
Yep.
Yeah, so Raimachi, a beautiful ancient graveyard, Raimachi Abbey Graveyard in Manor Cunningham. Some headstones were vandalised and an information sign was smashed. This is a community enterprise, Donal. It's not a government agency that looks after this. It's just local people that dedicate their time and fundraising towards looking after this beautiful graveyard, which has got huge historical significance in the area. So this happened between 6 p.m. on Friday the 19th of April and midday on Saturday the 20th of April. Again, an information sign that was erected by the Raimachi Historical Society was completely destroyed. Anyone that can assist us and the community in Manor Cunningham, please, the Guards in Letterkenny would love to hear from you on 0749167100 or indeed the Garda confidential line.
Yeah, and as you said, we did earlier on this morning speak to Very Reverend Liz Fitzgerald, the Dean of Raphoe, with regards to what happened there in St. Judas Cathedral.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm sure not connected, Donald, because these things do pop up from time to time. And if I can be bold enough to suggest that, you know, a lot of the times when these things happen, we're end up finding empty beer cans and stuff in the graveyard. So it can be just maybe drunken behaviour and then moves on to something a bit more sinister when they start maybe getting a bit carried away. So that is one of the links we're looking at. We're not suggesting that the two incidents are linked by any means. But yeah, I suppose this incident happened between 6:15 p.m. on Thursday the 18th of April and then the following morning, Friday the 19th of April at St. Eunan's Cathedral in Raphoe. Two headstones were smashed between those time and another was knocked over. We are anxious to progress both these investigations and we appeal to anybody who can offer any relevant information to make contact with us. If anybody observed on in the graveyards between the times mentioned, please, again, Letterkenny's looking after both incidents and they can be contacted on 0749167100.
And finally, another criminal damage incident in Letterkenny.
Yes, at College Park, Letterkenny, on Thursday the 18th of April, at around 11 p.m, the front living room window of a house in that area was smashed by a stone at that time. If anybody was in the area at College Park around that time, or anybody knows any information that can help us catch whoever did this, again, Letterkenny Garage looking after this, 0749167100.
Now, we're going to move on to a couple of questions that came in last week. The first one relating to learner drivers, and specifically, some learner drivers will cut away the red L from the white sticker and just put the red L on the back of their car. Is that legal?
No, that's not legal, Donald. There's no fence there for failing to display an L plate, and the legislation defines what an L plate is. And an L plate should be not less than 15 centimetres high with a border of at least 2 centimetres on a white background. Failure to display a proper L plate will result in 2 penalty points and a €60 fine. So the L plates, as you buy them in the shop, are the way they're supposed to be displayed.
So if someone cuts away all the white and just has the L, that will not suffice as far as Dungarvan O'Connor are concerned?
People have been prosecuted and received fixed penalty notices for that, don't know.
In terms of the new greenways, and we're seeing, thankfully, because they're wonderful investments, we're seeing some greenways popping up in many areas of the county. Is it compulsory for cycling clubs to use those new greenways along the roadside, or are they just for the casual cyclist?
No, it's not compulsory to use the cycle paths, except in very limited circumstances. The use of contraflow cycle tracks and cycle tracks in pedestrianised areas are mandatory. So, you can't be on the footpath or whatever if there is a cycle path there. The use of cycle lanes are all obviously recommended for safety reasons, but you're not obliged. There's no legislation to state that cyclists have to use them as opposed to using the main carriageway.
What are the rules about work vans using flashing orange lights? Are they allowed on all the time or only at certain times? I mean, obviously they have no legal significance per se. They're there as a warning. So is there law around the use of those lights? You see them on work vans in particular.
Yeah, well, suppose an amber flashing light or an orange flashing light is a hazard warning light. So, yeah, we don't have any particular problem with people using them when they're alerting other road users to a particular hazard. They're beneficial for people to have unless they're being misused by someone for some other purpose, maybe the cool factor or something if they're having these strobe lights on their vehicle. But, yeah, there is legislation around it. Like, it's mandatory for tractors to have an amber flashing light and slow-moving vehicles to warn of wide loads, etc. There is legislation and very specific to which vehicles can and must use them, but generally it's a hazard warning. So, yeah, we encourage when there is a hazard in the road, people should use amber lights. If somebody has a particular problem, this caller, in relation to maybe inappropriate use of amber lights, call into your Garda station and we'll talk about it.
Yeah. What's the situation if you have an accident and your car is off the road for 4 months? Can you get that time taken off your tax and insurance?
Only if you notify prior. It's only per month, Donal. It's you need to fill in a SORD form. So I know people may be more familiar with the SORN form in Northern Ireland. SORN is a statutory off-road notification in Northern Ireland. In this side of the border, it's a SORD, statutory off-road declaration. So if you had an accident, say, today, well, then you wouldn't be entitled to claim this month back. It would only be at the start of the next calendar month in May. And it is a minimum of 3 months you have to claim, and it's a maximum of 12 months. So it has to be at the start of the next calendar month, and you can claim a refund or a pause of your motor tax if your vehicle's been involved in an accident, or if it's been stolen, hasn't been recovered, or it's been scrapped or destroyed. Yeah. So long as it hasn't been used in a public place at all at that time.
And there's also been some sort of situations, such as sort of people perhaps serving overseas with the Defence Forces or someone going away for an elongated period,
that
it can hold in those instances as well. And you have received a few questions, you were saying, about foreign registered cars.
I think maybe Gráinne, you received these from last week's appeals. Someone called in relation to foreign registered cars and where they originated from. They must be covered by insurance to allow for the use on Irish roads. And if you're involved in a collision with a foreign registered car and there's no disc displayed, as is normally the case in the Republic, the guards will attend when required and will ascertain the insurance details at the scene and will swap the details between the drivers involved. And I'm aware that, you know, there is apps, etc., for vehicles from Northern Ireland and the UK that you can check if the car is insured. Certainly, if the guards require that an accident because you're unsure of insurance details, well, then they'll always attend.
Yeah. And is there a difference between countries within the EU and countries not in the EU? Because, I mean, a lot, I'm presuming that some of the cars people are referring to here are coming from Eastern Europe. Some will be coming from countries within the European Union. Some won't. Does that make a difference?
Well, generally, a lot of the countries now don't have discs on board.
Yeah.
But they still are required to have mandatory third-party insurance when they enter the state, even if it's just for a short period of time or if they're permanently becoming resident here. So, yeah, they're obliged to have third-party insurance, and the same criteria applies if they have an accident as to a resident here.
And third-party insurance in their home country extends to EU-wide. Other countries in the EU,
Yeah, it has to be an EU insurance policy,
So if the car is not originating in the EU, then the rules are going to be slightly different.
Yeah, but you're still required to have mandatory insurance that fits the necessary requirements for whatever the legal remit is for insurance. And it's the same as hiring a car in Ireland. You have to have out the local insurance, even if you're from, say, America, whatever.
Yeah.
You may have your own insurance, but it won't suffice here.
Yeah. Gardner McGuire, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's the community guard, the information slot. And just to remind people, if anyone can help, they can contact the relevant local guard of the station or contact any guard of the station or the confidential line. And if you want to just finally remind us what the confidential line is.
1-800-666-111.
Gardner McGuire, thank you very much indeed.
The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 912-6025.